16 minutes now past 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central Time. Well, 2 billion people on the planet make edible insects a regular part of their diet, but Canadians have been slow to take a bite. And even if some of us have tried them, most of us would be hard-pressed to find enough edible bugs in the grocery store to put together a dinner for two. Well, now a Canadian company based in Montreal has found a new use for these nutritious insects, pet food. And for more, we reached Aruna Antonella Handa. She's a future of food researcher based here in Ontario and an entomophagist. We had the chance to speak earlier.
Good morning, Jason.
So I have to start by asking, what exactly is an entomophagist?
An entomophagist is simply somebody who eats bugs. And I'm going to say intentionally, because we actually all eat bugs. But I'm an entomophagist, meaning that I actually deliberately eat bugs.
Wait, so we all eat bugs unintentionally?
I'm afraid so, yeah, because, you know, in some products like grains, for example, they can't remove all the insect parts. So the CFIA has an actual number for each different kind of food product of the allowable number percentage of insect parts that
can be.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is shocking me. I have to admit, I didn't realize. And so what compels someone to knowingly want to eat bugs?
Well, I guess for me, I first tried them because I was curious. I was in Mexico, in Oaxaca, in a market, and they had these baskets of spiced and salted roasted grasshoppers. And, you know, it looked like eating peanuts or something. So I wanted to try it, and they were delicious. They had a little bit of lime on them, and they were really good. And so that was the first time I tried eating bugs intentionally. And then after, I became interested in them because of concerns about the climate crisis, because they are a much better ecologically speaking source of protein than most of the traditional livestock that we eat.
You know, it's funny when you say that, because I've already had to check myself from the start of this interview, wondering why in the world I should be even shocked about this. When you break it down, you know, if humans have been eating animals for however long we have been, why should it come as a surprise to eat insects?
Yeah, I think that it isn't a surprise in a lot of parts of the world. In 2013, the UN put out a report about eating insects and also using them for feed for animals. And they identified that 2 billion people around the planet eat insects as a regular part of their diet. And 80% of the countries in the world have an entomophagy tradition of some sort. So I think that it isn't surprising everywhere. It's just that in North America and in Western Europe, we are still, you know, at the very nascent stages of becoming entomophagists.
Why do you think Western cultures have been so behind on this front compared to other places in the world?
That's a good question. I don't think I know the answer to that, except that one thing I can tell you about the differences in the ways that we approach eating insects in Western Europe and North America and the rest of the world. One of the big differences is that we tend to focus on just a very few number of insects, like crickets or mealworms, black soldier fly larvae. Whereas if you were to look at the insect diet in a country like South Africa, you would see a wealth of variety of insects. So they eat termites and bees and wasps, and they do eat crickets, but also mopani worms and caterpillars. And so there's a much greater variety. And I think that the cultivation of them is also different. It's more of a hunting them and collecting them rather than farming them. And in North America, I think that that might be true also just generally of the diets around the world, that we have more monoculture farming and agriculture here. We tend to want to grow great amounts of one product and then market that one product. And sometimes that's to the detriment of the land and of the way that we, of the kind of environmental impacts of the way that we farm.
Well, can you tell us more about that? What are some of the ecological and environmental benefits of having insects within the diet?
So, for example, in the case of this company that is using them for dog food, that insect that they're using is called black soldier fly larva. And that insect has a very high crude protein ratio of 50%. It also has heart healthy fats, which means that the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio is really favorable. And they also are low in cholesterol. So from that perspective, they're a really great source of nutrition. And crickets as well, they have the same amount of protein, a comparable amount to chicken and pork. They're also full of heart healthy fats. They're also low in cholesterol. So insects, like, each of them has a different nutritional profile. But those are the two that are featuring in pet food right now. And they're both really healthy. In fact, for humans and for pets, they're a really good source.
Can you take us through that a bit more? What has the uptake been like amongst pet food manufacturers towards insect protein?
So what I was thinking about was that, in fact, in North America, the very first growers, the very first farmers of edible insects were farming them for the pet food market, not for dogs and cats, but for reptiles and for birds and fish. And they would ship boxes of 1,000 crickets would be shipped live, because in the case of reptiles, they're fed live to their animals. So that's already been in place. And now what's happening is we're adding this food to cat and dog food, which is a new move. And one of the biggest companies in the world that makes pet food is Purina, based in Switzerland. And they also have launched an insect-based food. And then in Canada, there's a company called Wilder Harrier. And they have introduced a black soldier fly-based insect food for dogs. And I think what they found is that there's huge demand for cat food. So they're promising to launch cat food within the next couple of years. I think that there is a market for it. We're seeing new facilities being built in Canada to produce edible insects. And while they may be being produced right now for pet food, it's good for the human food market as well, because they'll be able to create that supply that's missing right now.
If there is still a pretty healthy level of hesitation and I suppose squeamishness from Canadians to themselves eat insects as a source of protein, I'm curious about that idea of demand for pet food. What are we seeing on that front? Does that squeamishness extend to giving your dog a bowl of crickets?
So I don't think so. I think that a lot of the clients that are buying that product from Wilder Harrier are approaching them not just because of any concern about the ecology and the environment, but also because their dogs are experiencing allergic symptoms eating traditional dog food. So they're looking to alternative protein sources for their dog food. And that's why they're coming to this product. But I want to get back to that squeamishness. Like, it's true that a lot of people are squeamish about eating insects. But the industry acknowledges, or they've estimated, that in North America, Canada and the States in particular, there is a 20% of the population that is willing and ready to eat insects, and they would like to buy them and make dinner with them, but they can't find them in the grocery stores because the supply isn't there yet. And to the extent that there is some supply, the price point is so high right now at around $40 to $60 a pound that it's just not a viable option. We really do need to ramp up supply and then see the price come down. And then I think we'll see the people who are already enthusiastic about eating them will be able to actually shop for them in their stores.
And for that other 60 to 80% who perhaps would say they're not interested in eating insects, we know that with traditional meats, a lot of the being able to stomach, no pun intended, traditional meats comes with the branding or the marketing. You don't say you're having pig, you're having pork. You're not eating a cow, you're having beef. Does the world of insect protein also need to take a look at what they're offering from a marketing standpoint?
You know, I think that's probably true. There have been some moves in that direction. For example, One of the very popular products is a protein powder made from crickets. So instead of seeing the actual cricket carcass, you see a powder. And a lot of people who are into eating protein shakes for workouts and things like that are big fans of that product. So you're right in a way that that is something that another product actually that was being developed was a kind of, if you imagine tofu, but instead of tofu, a sort of tofu product made with insect protein. And so that was another, so then you could imagine like buying a block of that and using it and cooking it much in the same way that you might cook tofu. So you're right. I have hosted events where I've introduced insects to people. And what I found was there was a certain part of the population that came to these events that really wanted the insect experience. They wanted to see the bug. They were looking for the most insecty thing that they eat, you know? And then there were the others who were like maybe their friends or something. And they were sort of coming up to me and making a point of saying to me, I'm not going to try this. I'm simply not going to try this. By the end of the night, most of them did try it, and they were surprised that they found it actually an enjoyable experience. So the things that they tried weren't the, you know, insects in the bowl where you could sort of grab them up and eat them with your drink. They were trying more where it was disguised. Maybe it was in a canapé and you couldn't tell that you were eating bugs, or it was in a cookie. So I think you're right. There is some notion of marketing that is in the works for sure. And I noticed it that, yeah, some people really want to not know. They'll eat it, but they don't want to have to be confronting the actual bug.
Aruna, what a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Jason. Thanks for having me.
That is Aruna Antonella Handa, who is a Ontario-based Future of Food writer. You dined out on crickets before? Are you a fan of edible insects? Love to hear your stories. Send us an email, freshair@cbc.ca, freshair@cbc.ca.